This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Nobody likes pollution. Junk and garbage lying around everywhere getting in the way. It's even worse when the junk is moving at 15,000 miles an hour and might crash into you and kill you. Tens of thousands of pieces of orbital debris, space junk in the vernacular, are up there zooming around, threatening the space station and all of the satellites that we all depend on. Space junk has been a problem for a while, yes, but it's getting worse. So scientists are posing some interesting solutions, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
This is a story of 2075, a time in which this space debris has become a major problem.
In the Japanese anime Planetes, teams of low-paid astronauts work to clean up space debris moving at thousands of miles per hour. Today, there actually is something of a threat to the International Space Station and satellites. Raymond Sedwick is an aerospace engineer at the University of Maryland.
Something even the size of a marble traveling that fast, if were to collide with an operational satellite, would certainly disable it.
It's happened to satellites a couple of times already, and astronauts sometimes have to move the ISS out of the way. Remember the movie Gravity? Yeah, that. Right now, the main strategy for dealing with space junk is avoiding it.
The majority of what is being done falls on trying to see where the objects are, trying to predict where they're going to be in the future.
Usually it's too expensive to move satellites out of the way, so the owners just hope. There are also international standards for limiting the amount of debris left behind in space. That's the prevention side. But what about actually cleaning up all the space junk? Okay, you know there had to be lasers somewhere in the story, so cue the sound effects.
It's not totally obvious, but if you shine a pulse laser on a surface, you can make a flash on it, and that flash is a jet.
No, that was totally obvious. Claude Phipps is the founder of Photonic Associates in Santa Fe, New Mexico. What he's saying is that if you shoot a special UV laser at a piece of debris enough times, it will slow it down.
In the case of debris, you only have to slow it down just a percent or so of its own velocity before it'll re-enter and burn up in the atmosphere.
He says that will work for smaller pieces. Bigger chunks and old satellites might need to be hauled to a spot where they can fall into the atmosphere and burn up. But who's going to pay for it?
Governments are internationally responsible for their space activities, and they're potentially liable for any damage that their national space activities cause.
Chris Johnson is a space lawyer, yes, that's a real job, for the Secure World Foundation. He gives the example of China. It decided in 2007 to show off its anti-satellite missile by blowing up one of its satellites, creating thousands of pieces of debris. Johnson says countries and companies may start to get more interested in cleanup.
If you look at what space debris actually is, and you see that it's high-grade, refined metals that we've already launched and put into space, that's a resource that entrepreneurs might look at as a resource they can draw from.
But right now, cleanup isn't really a top priority for companies and governments going into space. Here's Claude Phipps again.
The bottom line is, so far, the cost of tolerating the debris is less than the cost of dealing with it.
Until a major communication or military satellite ends up out of commission because of a stray screw. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.